Kind of a curious gospel this morning. It's really two different, completely different ideas. The first part of the gospel, Jesus is saying, the famous question, if you're able to interpret natural signs, if you're able to interpret the signs of the times, then how come you can't interpret this current generation? What he is referring to was the fact that in the time of Jesus, there was a great messianic expectation. People were waiting for the Messiah to come. They didn't know who he would be or how he would be, but they were expecting him to come. And Jesus was basically saying, look, there have been prophecies. There have been, you know, signs. There's been all kinds of interpretation. There's expectation that the Messiah should be coming. And look at the things I'm accomplishing. And in another gospel, when he says, tell John the Baptist, you know, what you see and hear. The blind see and the deaf regain their hearing, and, you know, the crippled or dead are raised, and et cetera, et cetera. The signs, these are the signs that were predicted of the Messiah. And he's saying, how is it that you can't understand what's going on? I think that's going to be a perpetual challenge to us. God is working in our hearts really every day. And I wonder how frequently we are blind to the actions of God. I wonder how frequently we recognize all the little things God does. And one way, if we want to develop that sense of being able to recognize the finger of God, I think one great way to go about it is to practice the virtue of gratitude. Now, I'm the first one who probably needs to remember that, because, you know, it's not easy to do. It requires a lot of humility, it requires faith. But when we recognize, when we have a mentality of gratitude, it implies recognizing all the little actions that God does throughout the day, beginning with just gratitude for the fact that I even exist. Beginning with gratitude, for example, in my case, gratitude for the fact, for the gift of my vocation, to be a legionary of Christ, to be a priest, to be serving here, the gratitude of all the beautiful relationships that I have. And when we start practicing that mentality, it starts opening up our eyes more and more to what are all the beautiful things, signs of God in the world around us, in my life and in the world around us. It could be something as simple as the beauty of the Palisades in the fall, or it could be whatever. Each one of us has a lot to be grateful for. And what happens is, I think we tend to focus on all the negative stuff. And when we focus on the negative stuff, then we become bitter, and then we complain, and then we become entitled, and then all the different problems that we face in society, psychological problems, depressions, all those things. So I think this was not my intention to preach here, but you know what? I guess this is what God wants. Focus on the virtue of gratitude, and we will be able to recognize then when God is doing stuff in our lives.